We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Anyway, on the line with us from Syracuse.com, covers the Bills for them, Matthew Fairburn. Hi, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, Matt, thanks for coming out with us. We love talking to you whenever we had an opportunity with something going on with Buffalo. Did you see the trade coming at all?
I didn't, to be honest with you. I mean, the pair of moves, I think, came as a shock to everyone. Acquiring Jordan Matthews made sense only after the Watkins trade came through, but they both came through at the same time. I don't think anybody in Buffalo saw it coming. The Bills did a good job of keeping it under wraps, and, when you shake the foundation of your franchise in such a way, it's surprising when it doesn't leak out or when – nobody says anything, but it really was something that blindsided a lot of people, including the fans here in Buffalo.
Hey, Matt, one thing is puzzling me. I heard this story. I don't know if it's true, that the Bills actually knew they were making the Watkins deal and let him play in the preseason game. Is that true?
I think there's probably some level of truth to that. My understanding of the timeline is that Brandon Bean knew he had the offer in hand. He had an offer that he liked from the Los Angeles Rams, and he kept that information from Sean McDermott until after the game so that he wouldn't distract, McDermott in his first, game as a head coach and, his first preseason game. So Brandon Bean, I think, was aware that, they would probably pull the trigger on that deal, but he hadn't yet, discussed it with Sean McDermott. So it wasn't a, done deal. He wanted to make sure McDermott was comfortable with it, make sure ownership was comfortable with it. They slept on it, and it was the next morning that they made the final decision. But, that, make no mistake, Brandon Bean had a pretty good idea that they were going to pull the trigger.
That's crazy that he took that risk. All right, I'm really curious. We got the sense that it's ironic, too, in a way, because LeSean McCoy spent a lot of his career here in Philadelphia, Matt. He was not at all happy about losing Watkins and gaining Jordan Matthews. What can you tell us about his reaction?
Yeah, I think a lot of the Bills players shared that reaction. On Friday, it was a very interesting mood at practice. There was a definite sense that, they had taken at least a small step back in 2017 from a talent perspective. And, LeSean McCoy mentioned when we talked to him that he understands what it feels like to get traded for someone that isn't as good as you. And, when asked to compare, Sammy to Jordan Matthews, he even said, it's pretty obvious when you grade him out who's better. And that, I don't think, was a huge shot at Jordan Matthews because, Sammy Watkins was the number four pick, and he's shown some flashes of pretty incredible ability. But it was obvious talking to Tyrod Taylor, talking to LeSean McCoy and other players, that this was a move that sort of rattled the foundation of the locker room, at least for a few days. Things have sort of settled into a new normal around here, but it was definitely an interesting mood, and LeSean McCoy didn't make any secret about that.
All right, prior to Jordan Matthews getting injured in his first practice there, what was the general sense from the fans that you could get, Matt, on the two moves? Were they okay with them? Were they disappointed? What was Buffalo's reaction?
I think the initial reaction was a negative one. It was definitely shock and surprise and a negative reaction because, the message all offseason was that they were going to go for it. They brought back Kyle Williams, brought back Tyrod Taylor, brought back Lorenzo Alexander, brought back LeSean McCoy. And so when you trade away your number one wide receiver, there's definitely some question about whether you're actually trying to win in 2017. And so that was sort of the initial reaction. But I noticed throughout the day that, more and more fans were talking themselves into the moves because Jordan Matthews is a productive player. They didn't completely, clear the cupboard of talent. They brought back a starting corner in E.J. Gaines and a starting wide receiver in Jordan Matthews. And not only that, they were able to get two more picks and have six picks in the first three rounds. So fans started to talk themselves into it, but I think there's still some fans who are, shocked about losing Sammy Watkins, a guy who, they sold the farm for a few years ago. And, You know, there's number 14 jerseys all around the stands still at camp because that's a player that people thought was going to be around for a long time, and now he's out of town just three seasons into, you know, his career. It feels like, you know, the project there was incomplete, that, you know, they didn't get to see his development through, and some fans are a little bit sour about that.
Matt, I would have been sour the minute they brought in a new player and he got hurt at the first practice. What was the response? I guess what I want to know is, what's the prognosis for Jordan Matthews in Buffalo now?
Right now, he's week to week. He has a chip fracture in his sternum, so, you know, that's an injury that's going to be painful for him, and it's something that he's going to have to let rest for a little while, and you know, he's going to have to probably deal with some pain. They're hopeful that he'll be back for week one, which is the positive sign, but Bills fans immediately, you know, were rolling their eyes and saying, you know, here we go again. You know, maybe it wasn't Sammy Watkins. Maybe it was the Bills wide receiver position that was actually cursed with injury here, because you know, Bills fans have put up with a lot in these 17 years without the playoffs, and, you know, injuries to star players have become all too common. And so to have, you know, Watkins walk out the door via trade and have the guy who replaces him get injured 15 minutes into his first practice just felt like, you know, a typical Buffalo Bills storyline. That's just what happens to this team. So fans were definitely bummed out about it. They hope, you know, the Bills are hoping that they can get this guy back on the field, but it definitely hurts his cause that he's, you know, missing some valuable time getting to know this offense and getting to know his new quarterback.
Hey, Matt, in any sport, when a player is traded to Buffalo, is their reaction often negative?
I would say that's a fair, you know, statement to make. It's not true in every case, obviously, and I think maybe with the hockey team, there are guys that, you know, like coming to Buffalo because it is a really good hockey market, but I think the modern-day player, you know, when he gets traded up here, probably isn't super excited about it. LeSean McCoy is a great example. Obviously, you know, he had strong ties to Pennsylvania, but at the same time, of all places to go, Buffalo wasn't probably a preferred destination. I think, you know, number one is the losing. I think probably, you know, losing and the weather are two pretty big drawbacks to the town. Now, players warm up to it when they get here. It is a good place to live. It's a good community. It's a great fan base, but it's tough to overcome, you know, that reputation that you develop when you've missed the playoffs for 17 straight seasons.
The weather's going to hurt you some there too, Matt. Matt, let me get to the last thing, because we're all here pretty excited about the trade. What are we getting in Ronald Darby?
You know, Ronald Darby is, you know, like Sammy Watkins, it was a project that never was seen through to the end. He had a great rookie season. He's a really physical cornerback who can play man-to-man coverage. You know, he did take a step back in 2016. There's no, you know, sugarcoating that. I don't think he was as good of a player last year, but I think he found a fit with Jim Schwartz. Obviously, he's going to be around a lot of familiar faces. There's a lot of former Bills on that team, and Jim Schwartz didn't coach him here in Buffalo, but I think he fits the scheme really well. He's a good man-to-man cornerback with a lot of talent. I think he'll fit into the locker room because of the familiarity with some of the players, and if he bounces back and finds his rookie form, he'll be a solid addition to that roster.
Well, man, I got to tell you, we're thrilled by the trade. Obviously, you're going to, in Jordan Matthews, you're going to meet one of the class acts you'll ever meet in sports. One of the nicest people and one of the best quotes you'll ever meet, too. And I hope you guys do well with that as well. Really appreciate it, Matt. Love talking to you. Thanks for doing it today.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Matthew Fairburn with some interesting thoughts. Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.